Hey everybody, this is Robert with P5 Radio, and today's guest is Dr. Steffi Althaus. Dr. Althaus is the founder and CEO of Top Notch CEO, and so that's topnotchceo.com, and she's a repeat guest. She's one of our favorites. Good morning, Dr. Steffi.
Good morning. How are you, Robert?
I'm pretty good. It was fun to talk to you this morning before our call. We always do a little conversation before we record these podcasts, and you just got back from a speaking engagement this morning. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it, and sounds like we can do a recap of that.
Yes, that's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah, I had the honor to actually talk to some awesome business owners at a premier business club in downtown San Diego. It's called University Club. And we have a group that's called BNG 360, so Business Network Group, or Networking Group, I should say.
Awesome. Awesome. And you talked to them about the Geek's Dilemma, but I think what which we talked about in our previous broadcast, but I think what's interesting is this audience was not a geek audience. In other words, so you were talking to non-geeks, but before we get into that, maybe it would be good to just quickly tell our listeners what is the Geek's Dilemma.
Absolutely, yeah. First, I want to say that one person out of the audience actually professed to being a geek and actually proved that, which was pretty funny. But all the others, you know, it said that they know geeks in their life, and we'll get to that in a minute. So what is the topic of the talk was overcoming the Geek's Dilemma. So what's the Geek's Dilemma? So I drew a chart, and you can imagine on the left side, I drew a little dot, and that's when you're born. And now as we're going to the right, you're getting taught by your parents and you're getting taught by your teachers. And eventually you come to this question, what am I going to do when I grow up type of question. And then you pick a specialty and you go to some kind of geek school. So I have a PhD in chemistry. I went to geek chemistry school. And then you get out of that. And then, you know, you go about building your career. And then I drew a big chasm. Look kind of like the Grand Canyon. And so you're standing on the one side of this chasm of the Grand Canyon, and then on the other side of this chasm is wealth. But wealth, I drew it like a stool, like a three-legged stool. One is money, one is the impact of your work, and one is the quality of life, which we had a conversation what that means, and that means things like health and the ability to spend time with the people you love, et cetera, whatever that looks like for you. So right. That's the Geek's Dilemma. So there's this chasm. And I also said that sometimes you know this chasm is there and many times you don't. So I compared it to, I shifted the metaphor a little bit and I talked about it could be like a glacier. And so when there's snow on top of a glacier, you don't actually see the crevasses underneath. And so you may be walking along thinking that it's perfectly fine and safe, and all of a sudden you fall into a crevasse, and it could be a deep one. And so that is what the dilemma is for geeks.
And then what I love is that I think you kind of asked everybody if they knew a geek, right, or managed a geek or worked with it. And how did that go?
Oh, that was really fun. So as I said, one person admitted he was a geek, and this is really funny.
Boasted.
And the others, I hadn't given them yet the definition that I was used, that geeks are really top experts who are extremely passionate about what they work on, and that they're very, very knowledgeable in the area that they work in. And it doesn't matter what the subject is, really. It has nothing to do with socially awkward. So it was a little unfair of me to ask the question before I gave the definition, because I think more people would have raised their hand had I given the definition first. But notwithstanding that, everyone raised their hand, or pretty much everyone raised their hand when I asked whether they knew a geek. And I said, it may be your colleague or your neighbor or your friend. It may even be a person you birthed. And that got a lot of laughter. So it may be your own child.
Right. But everybody knew a geek. I mean, that's, I think, the
everyone
bottom.
Knows a geek. No question.
Everybody knows a geek. And
could be your employee, for that matter.
And then their dilemma is your dilemma. It's what I think is powerful about this whole topic is that by identifying the geek's dilemma, you're really helping an awful lot of people either think through their own situation or, you know, if they're a trusted advisor or a friend or a parent of a geek, understanding this geek's dilemma, even knowing about it, I think is very powerful. Maybe you could share some of your experiences with the geek dilemma and share some of those.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So I'm going to make this real quick for time reasons, but basically I am a recovering PhD chemistry geek. So that was my geek school. I went initially onto the academic path, and then realized along the way that I wanted to do more than write papers, even though that's awesome. I mean, I honor everyone who does that and contributes to our overall knowledge that we gain and enhance through research. But I wanted to make a more immediate difference with the research and innovation that I'm involved in. And so eventually I came to San Diego. That was in 97. And I joined a small high-tech firm. We grew quite rapidly. I brought in money and all of a sudden was through writing grant applications and all of a sudden was confronted with, you know, writing a paragraph about commercialization plan for the technology I was asking for money for developing it. And that got me thinking about it. And so I got extremely interested in that. And then fast forward 8 years later, I actually quit my job there. By that time, the company had been acquired by GE Security and we became, you know, a little appendix to a very large corporation. And so I started my own business and I shared that the first 3 years were really hard because I had to overcome the geek's dilemma myself. And so really everything that I've developed comes out of that. Plus then I shared that one of my clients who I had helped to get a $1.2 million grant, they all of a sudden asked me to run their company. And I was really startled by that invitation at first. Then they made me a really good offer and I looked at it and eventually accepted. And then I found out that the company was extremely close to bankruptcy. And I shared that at that time, our son was only 5 months old. I was a first-time mom, so it was extremely challenging. And it was basically either sink or swim. And so we swam and we raised revenues by 41% that first year. And so I ended up becoming a turnaround authority. And I shared that, you know, I was invited then into other companies that weren't even high tech, but I found the geek's dilemma again over there. For example, a glazing company, very technical stuff when you really learn about what they do.
Mm-hmm. So what specific things have you helped or solutions have you put in place for clients, I guess, is, you know, what, now that they see the dilemma, how have people successfully overcome it?
Well, in a nutshell, it is leadership and business knowledge that hasn't been trained or hasn't been provided in geek school. And you could, of course, stop everything you're doing and, you know, get an MBA. And I asked people to tell me what they thought it cost. And they said at least $50,000. And we estimated that it could easily go up to $200,000 to do that. And then you have to basically stop what you're doing for 2, 3 or whatever many years. And that may be a solution. But so we provide a solution that one of the solutions costs less than $3,000 and it costs only about 1.5 to 2 hours of effort per week for 12 weeks. So that's 3 months. And that's our top-notch CEO coaching circle. We have various programs in our academy called Top-Notch CEO Academy. So one solution is a very systematic, proven, hard knocks based, you know, not like all theoretical stuff, but based business training and leadership training and coaching in a group of, say, around 6 people. The next one is one-on-one coaching and business coaching. And then, of course, leadership plays into that. And the third prong is we go into, this is usually larger companies, into larger companies and provide hands-on executive support, and we call that visiting CEO. So groups one-on-one and visiting CEO are the three solutions that basically make it possible for just about any geek or company that has a considerable number of geeks to engage with us and overcome that geek dilemma.
Super, super. And I know that you offer a free consultation. They can book that with you on the website, which is topnotchceo.com. So TOPNOTCH CEO.com. And in that, you can go over personal examples that you can't share with us, I understand, for privacy reasons. But we've got just about 2 or 3 minutes. So what do you think is the major take home for people that are listening and getting intrigued about helping people solve the geek dilemma or solving it themselves?
Well, here's the thing. Geeks contribute a lot to the world with their talents, skills, and passions, or at least they have the capability to do so. Yet there is this geek's dilemma that we just talked about that often silently wastes a lot of the impact and the wealth and the well-being that could result from the capabilities of these geeks. So my take home is you may be a geek yourself, or most certainly you have geeks you love in your life. And if I may be selfish for a moment, and it's actually not that selfish, is, you know, help us with our mission. Help us get the word out to your favorite geeks in your life, because our mission is literally to support them to overcome the geek's dilemma. And that's what we're here for.
All right. So I encourage everybody to reach out to Dr. Steffi. You have the website address. It's topnotchceo.com. I think she's a fabulous resource for anybody that loves a geek, knows a geek, is a geek, or is married to a geek, or I think I've covered all the power, or is the parent of a geek, or an employer of a geek. So, in the name of geeks everywhere, I encourage you to reach out to Dr. Steffi. Dr. Steffi, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Today. Yeah, thank you for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.